The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
The California Attorney General's office is weighing an appeal of a federal judge's ruling striking down the state's Unsafe Handgun Act. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, thank you so much for being with us. What was struck down this week, and what did the judge say was wrong with it?
Right. Well, it's this 2001 Unsafe Handgun Act that California enacted. And it basically does several things, including micro-stamping a bullet and having a magazine indicator to know whether or not you have a bullet in the chamber of the gun and other things that are there. You know, there's no gun sold in the country that has those features in it. Nobody's figured out how to do this micro stamping where, you know, a unique code is supposedly stamped onto each bullet when it's fired, a unique code for each handgun that's used there. So that in theory, if the round is left there at the crime site, you can trace it back to the person who the gun's registered to. And there's no historical analog for this. And to be honest, there's no evidence that any of these things would be in any way helpful in actually reducing crime. We have plenty of places in the United States, or a number of them, that have had registration and licensing of guns. And they can't point to any crimes that they've been able to solve. You've had New York and Maryland, which have had registration and licensing as well as ballistic fingerprinting for guns. Both of them had them for 15 years, and they couldn't point to one single crime that they have been able to solve as a result of having that type of policy in effect. So it's costly, doesn't solve crime. It takes police resources away from things that we know work. But the bottom line for the judge is that it was unconstitutional simply because the state couldn't point to any, time in the past when we had either the Second Amendment was enacted or the 14th Amendment that corresponded to that type of law.
In other words, you just didn't meet the test of something that is worth doing. I mean, it just isn't needed, isn't constitutional. And the technology is not there, and people who go and kill people are going to go get ones, guns that don't have this and use them. I mean, it just has so many potential problems.
Right. I mean, it's going to stop law-abiding individuals who obey these rules from being able to go and obtain guns. But it doesn't do anything, as you say, to stop criminals from being able to go and get guns. So it's kind of a real mess. It doesn't pass the constitutional test. It doesn't make people safer. And it's very costly.
Yeah, but it's a hill that some people on the left want to own. And so now you have this California Attorney General's office weighing an appeal of this. What do you think? I mean, they like to have wins here. They feel like this is, going over to the other side. This judge is caved.
Right. Well, I think the main reason why gun control proponents support this is that they think it will eventually ban handguns in California. The only handguns that you've been able to sell in California for a decade and a half or so have been handguns that were developed and started for sale prior to the 2001 law going into effect. So gradually over time, as people change the guns in even small ways, they're no longer grandfathered in, and the number of types of handguns that can legally be sold in California has been being reduced further and further, making it so that if there are developments in terms of improving handguns, they're not able to be sold in California and increasing the price of handguns that are there. And so, you know, I don't know exactly when, but sometime in the not too distant future, you would end up not having any handguns being sold in California, which I think is the purpose of the law.
Yeah. About a week or so, a little bit beyond that, President Biden came to Southern California, went to Monterey Park, signed an executive order saying he's doing the most he can without getting Congress to change the law. What did he call for? Some sort of universal background check? What's he trying to do?
Right. Well, he offered several different things. One is to try to make it so that all private transfers of guns have to go through a licensed dealer for a background check. You know, the irony is that at the same time, Biden's trying to force people who sell guns, any guns, to become licensed dealers. He's also doing whatever he can to put all the licensed dealers that he can out of business. So that's not going to work too well. And he's also announced that he wants to go and use federal money to try to inform people and convince them about using these so-called red flag laws, which if you believe somebody's a danger to themselves or others, you take away the person's gun. You know, the problem is there are much better laws, including in California and other states that are already on the books. California is called 5150, where if you believe somebody's a danger to themselves or others, you contact the police. The police, if the police in California think that there's a reasonable probability that that's true, the person is immediately referred to mental health care experts for evaluation. If the mental health care experts believe that there's a reasonable chance, which is basically about a 20% chance, that the person is indeed a danger to themselves or others, there is an immediate court hearing in California. If the person can't afford a lawyer, one is provided for them. And then if the judge decides that it is likely that the person is a danger to themselves or others, he has a wide range of options. The person can agree to voluntary outpatient mental health care treatment. He can take away their driver's license. He can take away their guns. He can, in the most extreme cases, involuntarily commit the person. And it's a much more serious way of dealing with it. With red flag laws, the only thing that you do is take away a person's guns. If you think somebody is suicidal, there's so many other ways that are just as lethal for somebody to go and kill themselves, you know, hanging oneself, walking in front of a train or a bus, jumping off a bridge. All those things have virtually the exact same probability of success as using a gun. And so, you know, and that's virtually what it's always used for, is concerns about suicide. So it's, what's going to happen is Biden wants to go and use federal money to go and convince people that they should be using red flag laws and ignoring these better laws that provide mental health care treatment and are more effective in limiting these other options that people have to commit suicide.
With his visit to Monterey Park and a mass shooting that took place there where like 11 people lost their lives and a bunch of other people were injured, I always ask the question, what is it that these leaders are proposing, and would it have stopped what happened from happening? And again, every time I do that, the answer usually is, well, not exactly. He's talking about a different kind of gun. He's talking about doing different things. You know, I mean, take the Monterey Park thing. What do we know what happened and what could have been done better about this individual? I mean, you know, the one thing I do know is that he did have a confrontation moments later after shooting the initial people at another place in which he was disarmed, but the one who disarmed him wasn't allowed to be armed. If he had been armed, this could have been taken care of much more quickly and possibly at the first place before he got off too many shots. I mean, that's the kind of way my brain works.
No, and I think that's the right way to think about this. Look, the person had bought the gun legally back in 96, I guess. The background checks would not have been relevant. None of the laws that Biden was talking about would have been relevant in stopping this attack. And to be honest, there's not one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped if these background checks on the private transfers of guns had been in effect. My concern is that it's the very fact of California's gun control laws which are responsible for California having such a high rate of these mass public shootings. California has a much higher per capita rate of mass public shootings than the rest of the country. And, you know, in Los Angeles County last year, you had one concealed carry permit holder for every 5,600 adults. In San Mateo, where you had another mass public shooting earlier this year at Half Moon Bay, they had one concealed handgun permit holder for every 24,000 adults. You compare that to the 43 right to carry states in the country, where they have one concealed carry permit holder for every nine adults. You know, so in California, these mass murderers, when they go and try to attack a place, they don't have to worry about somebody being able to go and protect themselves because they're basically being assured that there's no one there who's going to have a concealed handgun permit and carrying it to stop the attack. And in much of the rest of the country, they have to worry about that.
I thought there was a ruling that said they couldn't block people from getting concealed carry. Is that indeed the case? And how has that been going? Have government agencies freed up the system, or is it woefully still take a long time to get that?
Right. Well, there was the Bruin decision last June that did exactly that. California and six other states have been requiring that you had to provide what they call a good reason, proper cause for some public official to be able to grant you the ability to get a concealed carry permit. They've been forced to change these rules in these different states, but they've been dragging their feet in terms of doing it. Many places in California just in the last month or two have begun issuing more permits, but very slowly. In Los Angeles County, basically it's only in the unincorporated areas that the sheriff's office now is handling concealed carry permits, and they've been issuing some, but in much of this county, the municipalities there have been extremely slow in changing their processes.
They're slow walking it. John Lott, thank you much. Appreciate your time with us today.
Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
That's our show for this week. To hear Sunday Morning Newsmakers anytime, go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. That's SundayMorningNewsmakers.com and listen online. I'm Larry Marino. We'll see you next week for Sunday Morning Newsmakers.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.